This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Severe flash floods triggered by continuous monsoon rainfall have caused widespread devastation in Parsipalo in the Kurung Kumen district this morning. The widespread flash flooding has caused significant damage in the Parsipalo circle and Damin subdivision. According to sources, the bridge connecting Huri to Damin has been washed away, disrupting road connectivity. The incident has severely affected transportation, public infrastructure and residential properties, sources further added. Meanwhile, a portion of the Sepa Itanagar Road at Pakro village in the Pakeh Kesan district has also been completely blocked due to a landslide caused by heavy rainfall this morning. As per information received from Sushi Infrastructure Private Limited, restoration of the road may take approximately 2 to 3 days. The district administration has urged all commuters to not travel through this route until further notice and to avoid the affected area. Devastating flash floods were also observed in Dilidi Colony, Daporijo during the early hours of Monday, causing widespread destruction to homes, livestock, public infrastructure, and has left more than 500 households affected, with many families rendered homeless. However, the exact extent of the property loss and the total number of affected families are yet to be officially determined. The district administration has launched a detailed assessment to evaluate the damage and prepare relief measures for the affected residents. Additional Advocate General of Arunachal Pradesh, Dugmar Kamduk, called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, at Lok Bhavan Itanagar today. The meeting was a courtesy call following Kamduk's recent appointment as the state's Additional Advocate General. The Governor congratulated the Additional Advocate General on assuming the important constitutional responsibility and conveyed his best wishes for the successful tenure. He expressed confidence in Kamduk's professional competence, integrity and commitment to public service and said that he would effectively discharge his duties while upholding the rule of law and meeting the expectations of the government as well as the people of Arunachal Pradesh. During the interaction, the governor emphasized the vital role of the legal prosecution machinery in ensuring timely justice and strengthening public confidence in the judicial system. Minister for Education P.D. Sona chaired a meeting today to deliberate on the framing of the recruitment rules for the post of Deputy Director of Elementary Education through promotion from the post of Block Education Officer. The meeting focused on creating a transparent merit base and well-defined promotional framework that strengthens administrative efficiency while ensuring greater career progression opportunities within the education department. The sacred 3-day Lamo Torchen ritual concluded this evening at Tawang with the traditional burning of the Thurgya ritual Do effigy at Chamlang, led by the abbot of Tawang Monastery, Venerable Para Damge Tulku Rinpoche, along with senior monks of Tawang Garden Namgya Latse Monastery. Observed in accordance with the centuries-old spiritual traditions, Lamo Torchen is one of the most significant religious ceremonies of the Mompa community. The Met Center Itanagar has forecast yellow alert for West Kameng, East Kameng, Kurung Kume, Lower Subansiri, Pakeh Kesang, Papumpare, West Siang, Anjo Lohit, Namsai, Changlang and Tirab District. These districts are likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. 5 Indian students have won gold medals at the 56th International Physics Olympiad 2026 held in Bucaramanga, Colombia from the 4th to 12th of this month. With this achievement, India secured the joint first position along with Russia, China, Kazakhstan, South Korea and Taiwan among 381 students from 87 countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent for winning 5 gold medals at the 56th International Physics Olympiad 2026. In a social media post, PM Modi said, "The achievement is yet another example of the limitless potential of the nation's Yuva Shakti and their passion for science and research." The semi-final lineup for the FIFA World Cup has been confirmed following the conclusion of the quarter-final matches. In the first semi-final, France will take on Spain on Wednesday. The match will begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The second final will be played between England and Argentina on Thursday at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.